Hello, and welcome to Thing of the Week, a podcast where two nerds talk about their most recent obsessions. I'm Nick.
And I'm Luke, and you can find us most Mondays at noon Central Time on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Copy RSS.
What's going on, buddy?
Not a whole lot, man. I got my second vaccine this week, so feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah.
In terms of side effects, pretty mild for me. I woke up with a little tiny headache the next day, and my back was sore for a couple of days. I think that is just like general muscle aches, but it concentrates in my back because I've always had a bad back.
Yeah. I feel that. We're both tall and lanky, so we have bad backs because we don't take care of ourselves.
Yeah, when I'm old, I'm gonna be like that hunchback.
Yeah,
grandpa.
Yeah.
You know, like
you're gonna be like my Uncle Beeb.
I think I might have met your Uncle Beeb once, but
I mean that's basically how he walked, hunched over. He walked like that because he broke his back, jumping out of a plane. In the army, I can't remember what war he was in, but yeah. So like you know, his was a lot more like hardcore.
I feel like our generation is going to have a lot fewer stories like that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be like...
I broke my back jumping out of a plane during the war.
You're going to be telling, well, not your grandkids, but like your grandnieces or something that like, yeah, you know, I have a bad back because I was a programmer for 20 years. And I sat in an office chair like a dumbass.
Yep. I bought a $99 office chair from Walmart, and that's why I look like a banana.
Yeah. Oh God. Wow. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah.
Anyway, other than that, I'm let's see. Mel and I mulched today. And I don't know if you've ever mulched or been a part of a mulching process, but what happens is they bring like a dump truck full of mulch to your house and they dump it all in your driveway. You just got a big pile of crap in your driveway and you wheelbarrow it to your yard or wherever you're mulching. And then you do it yourself. So that was fun. My feet hurt. Mostly due to inactivity. I haven't done many things.
Ever
in a while. And then other than that, what do I have going on? I'm almost done with that book that you recommended to me.
Nice.
11/22/63.
Yes. I'm excited to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm very close to the end. I'm on the last part, because you know, like there's chapters, but there's like parts that are separated, like that, like they're like, I don't know, like 5 to 10 chapters. I'm on the last one. He accomplished the thing that he set out to do, and I don't even know if I should waste podcast time talking about this, but Maybe we'll do like a mild spoiler cast once I'm like fully finished with this.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, I'm almost at the end.
Cool.
What's going on with you?
Not a whole lot. Mostly just been re-listening to the same podcasts that I've always been re-listening to. But, you know, it's made me kind of... So I've told you about The Adventure Zone before.
Yes.
It's you know, an RPG podcast, and like much to the chagrin of like, I don't know, roughly half the fan base, it focuses more on storytelling than it does on like rules and stuff. So like, they will occasionally decide to just completely break the rules or throw the rules out in order to make something more interesting happen in the story.
Okay.
And I've been re-listening to the second season. The first season has gotten a lot of attention because it's really, really good. It's called Balance. And it's been turned into graphic novels. There's a pilot being made for it to be an animated TV show.
Okay.
So it's the first season was a pretty big deal. But I'm like three quarters of the way through the second season, which is a different game and a different story. But it's got this kind of like, I don't know, like weird X-Files kind of the game is called Monster of the Week, so it's literally like a Monster of the Week kind of show that, like, I just really liked a lot, and I think it's super underrated. And, you know, that's basically what I've been listening to, is The Adventure Zone Amnesty.
Okay. Nice.
Which is still a podcast that I will eventually get you to listen to, I feel like. I don't know.
One day, maybe.
If I talk about it enough.
Possibly. You got to really sell me. My podcast feed is like pretty full at the moment, because I oscillate between like listening to audiobooks and listening to podcasts. Like, some podcasts I can put on the background and I don't really care what they're talking about. I just need to have that conversation there so that like sometimes I can tune in. I'm like, oh, I know what that's, I'm interested in that.
Right.
But like, I can't listen to an audiobook like while I work or something.
Right. Okay.
Kind of. That's not entirely true. I can listen to an audiobook while I'm like woodworking in the garage.
Right. Yeah.
Cause I can put like all of my mental faculties into listening to it, and I can like use my hands to do things.
Right. That's why I
like, as a software engineer,
I
can't like navigate complex data structures in my head and follow along with the plot of this audiobook.
Well, yeah, no, you're only human.
Anyway, I got off on a tangent there, but
I
meant to say is that my podcasts are full because I've been listening to that audiobook.
Ah, yes.
So that's where we're at.
Well, you can consider the first season of The Adventure Zone as a roughly 75-hour audiobook, if you like.
Okay.
Because that's about, like, you're going to love this. There are 69 episodes in the first season.
Nice.
Most of them are about an hour long. The last handful get pretty long. Like, the finale, I think, is like 2.5 hours long.
Wow.
Because a lot happens. But,
I listen to some podcasts that are two and a half hours long, so.
Well, and it's narrative-driven, too, so that kind of, like, you know, keeps the attention, keeps the pacing going and all of that. And it's really well edited, especially towards the end. But yeah, like, it really is. It's kind of like, the only way I can describe the first season is that it starts off as just like a regular goofy ass show. You don't really read too much into it. Nobody's really taking it very seriously. But over the course of those like 69 episodes, the story becomes like super real, and like the characters get really developed. And there's like a huge emotional impact on the whole story. And it becomes this grand, huge, like sweeping epic of a thing. It's really, really good. And so, you know, I'll evangelize that forever.
And you say this is more narrative driven. It's not like a conversational podcast.
No, it's pretty narrative. Yeah, pretty much narrative driven. The first season is Dungeons and Dragons, and the second season is Monster of the Week.
Okay.
So yeah,
is that like a competing podcast, Monster of the Week?
No, that's a different game system.
I mean, like, it was like a joke because we're thinking of the week.
God, how did I not even make that connection? Jesus Christ!
This week we're doing werewolves.
You know, like, straight up, I would listen to that podcast though.
Yeah.
You know, so here's the thing. Well, you know what? That gives me a reason to keep talking about The Adventure Zone, because the second season is called Amnesty. That's the one I'm listening to now. And it is set in, like, the real world. It's more of an urban fantasy thing. It's set in a town called, a fictional town called Kepler, West Virginia.
Okay.
And a whole bunch of weird stuff happens there. And there's, like, a portal to go to an alien world. And because of that, like, most of the cryptids that you hear about in America, like Bigfoot and the Mothman and the Jersey Devil, they're all real and they all come from this other place.
Okay.
And in this podcast, really in the way that, like, American Gods kind of worked, like, the core, like the player characters just kind of like become friends with and start working with cryptids to solve mysteries. And of course things get like crazy more dramatic and hardcore towards the end because, you know, it's a story and there's gotta be a climax, but, the second season is really cool. It's a lot more down to earth.
Okay.
The first season is literally an elf, a dwarf, and a human fighter. The second season is three people.
Okay. I'm on board. I'm on board. It's called The Adventure Zone.
Yes.
The Adventure Zone. I'm going to look that up right now, and I'm going to add it to my podcasts.
Yes.
There it is.
Yep. There is a third season called Graduation that I have not completed because I really didn't like it.
Like the Kanye West album.
Yes, exactly. Except it's not that. But they changed DMs in the third season, and it shows. And it's not very. I don't like the new DMs. So.
Okay.
Season four, they're going back to the original DM. But there are two really good ones.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I got it set up to download episodes for me. And I got it set up to download the older ones first.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise you're not going to... If you listen to the most recent episode, that was the season finale of season three. And even I don't know what the hell's going on. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just real quick, I want to plug the podcast app I use. It's called Podcast Addict.
Okay.
I don't know what you use.
I use Pocket Cast.
Okay, yeah, that's a popular one. I haven't used Popular Cast. I haven't used Pocket Cast. It's on the board right there. I just read it. I just said it to people. But I really like this one because I really like Podcast Addict is what it's called.
Yeah.
Because it gives me like a ridiculous amount of customizability. Like,
oh yeah,
I can set like general settings for like how many episodes of a podcast do I want to keep my device at one time. If they're like over X months old or X weeks old, like I'll just automatically delete them because I haven't listened to them. Do I want to download the new episodes or the old episodes first? Things like that. And then for each feed, I can override those settings with custom settings for that particular feed.
Yeah.
So, like, most of them, I'm like, all right, we'll download the new ones first, keep three episodes, and keep them forever. But, like, I've got some podcasts where, like, I'm actually a Patreon supporter, and they put all of their different, like, they've got, like, three or four different podcasts, and they put them all in the same Patreon feed. So, I'll have, like, eight episodes a week, and I just, like, won't listen to any episodes that week. And a bunch of them get automatically deleted and archived. So I got to go in there and change it to automatically like save more than the three. Anyway, it's a great app. I recommend it.
My Pocket Cast does pretty much all of that too.
Does it? Oh, cool.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh yeah. No, just keep talking. You know, it's just talking about the Adventure Zone, which isn't even really what I planned on talking about this week, but it came up, so there it is.
Did you have an intended topic?
I did. It's a TV show. It's a TV show. For once, I have a TV show that I've watched that you haven't watched. And that's The Boys.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
On Amazon.
Yes. I'm like a few episodes into season two, so I haven't seen all of it yet. But did you ever read The Watchmen?
I never read The Watchmen. I saw the movie that came out in like 2009.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fine movie.
Yeah.
But you should read it if you ever get into a comic book reading kick again, you know.
Okay.
I know you're like me, and sometimes you go through fits and phases, so.
Wasn't the Watchmen's shtick kind of like that it's sort of the antithesis of like Marvel or DC where it's like a bad guy is here with a big old laser and then the good guy shows up. He's like, don't use that laser, bad guy. And then he's like, I'm going to use a laser, good guy, you can't stop me. And then the good guy stops the bad guy. And then it's like, oh, I guess I'll do something else next edition of the comic.
Right.
Whereas Watchmen is more dark and...
Yeah.
Am I right? Am I You got to tell me because I haven't read the comics.
I mean, that's not how I would have characterized it, but I mean, that's a good way to describe it. It's like, it's kind of like the world. Well, the way it's kind of pitched is that it's like, what would happen if superheroes existed in the real world? Mm-hmm. Except it's written by Alan Moore, which means it's what would happen if superheroes existed in the real world through a deeply nihilistic lens. Because everything Alan Moore writes is deeply nihilistic. And that's kind of one of the things. Like, so The Boys, right, is a TV show about what would happen if superheroes existed in the real world, this world where we live in now, you know, 2020.
Yeah.
And there are basically, they've become a commodity. They've become an industry.
Okay.
There are companies that hire superheroes to work in certain regions. And there are levels of different levels of professional hero. And there is, the top level is called the Seven. They're basically the Avengers.
Okay.
And all of these superheroes are kind of cynical, satirical takes on real superheroes. And the best example, the example that I always think of off the top of my head is the leader of the Seven. His name is Homelander, and he's kind of like a Captain America clone, except he's a total sociopath.
Okay, I dig it.
And what's that?
I dig it.
Yeah. And a lot of the show is about the kind of scandal and kind of creepy show business sort of stuff that happens behind the scenes. The beginning of this, the series kind of starts out with, like, sexual assault. So, like, you know, there's a warning right there that it starts pretty seriously. But it really more focuses on the boys, which are these group of people who have all kind of been harmed in one way or another by these superheroes, and the government's covered it up and all of this stuff. And they're out to take them all down. And so that's kind of, it's not even really about like bad superheroes saving the world. It's as much about people fighting back against superheroes, but also that being a metaphor, not even a metaphor, but like just a shining example of bullshit capitalism, I guess. I don't know. Like, am I showing my bias? I guess probably a little, but yeah, I don't know. I think, to me, it's an actually grounded version of what The Watchmen tried to do.
Okay.
Without the cynicism. Although it's really cynical. But in a way that kind of, I think, reflects the way things work now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been meaning to watch The Boys.
I think you should. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, your endorsement definitely increases it on my priority list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've actually been thinking about it a lot, so it's that kind of show. But yeah, there are, I don't know, it's pretty wild. It's the kind of show that gets to really extreme places, and I want to explain a scene that I just recently watched.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do it in a way that doesn't really spoil anything. So there's a character. His name is The Deep. He's basically like the Aquaman. And he's awful. He's a terrible person.
Okay.
So, like, you know. Yeah, I just need to kind of get that out in front. But he, in the series, has made several attempts at saving or partnering up with different aquatic animals. And it always ends badly for the animal.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. And there is a scene in the first season where he saves a dolphin, and he's driving in a van with this dolphin in the van, talking to this dolphin, saying, you know, I'm going to get you safe. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. While he's being chased, and he winds up having to slam on the brakes. The dolphin flies through the windshield of the van right in front of a truck and gets ran over.
Ouch.
Yeah. And this kind of thing happens to him a lot. And so, like, it's not without its humor. Like, it's not total grimdark, I guess, is kind of my, what I try to say too, which is something I appreciate.
Okay.
you know, because I like a dark superhero story as much as the next guy, but like, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little tired of it.
Yeah. I feel like, especially like in popular media in recent years, with things like Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad and Ozark and things like that, there's a lot of we need anti-heroes. We need in The Walking Dead, you know, we need anti-heroes. We need like shows that where the main characters die, and it's
right.
I don't know. Like there's other ways to tell stories.
Right. And I don't even mean to say that like take the darkness out of it, and like The Boys certainly has its fair share of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of all the things you just said, but like it kind of balances it a little bit better, I think, in my opinion. So yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, hearty endorsement from me. I think you should watch The Boys and listen to The Adventure Zone.
Okay.
And finish the Kennedy book so we can talk about it.
Yes. While we're talking about your endorsements to me, I got two questions. First off, I need to know, have you listened to that Jonathan Young album?
Not yet.
All right.
Well, I actually keep forgetting that I downloaded it on Spotify.
All right. Well, I need you to do that.
Okay.
And then second thing is, once I am done with the Stephen King book, I'm kind of doing this thing right now where I'm balancing reading three books at once, and it's kind of working. I'm reading like a software engineering book, like a computer science book on like how to write interpreters. I'm not going to get into that on this podcast because
yeah.
We don't need to lose our two listeners.
No.
If all two of them are still here.
Who knows at this point.
I'm listening to 11/22/63 as an audiobook on Audible.
Yes.
And I am reading, like, on my Kindle, I'm rereading the Song of Ice and Fire series. I'm currently I'm 30% of the way through Game of Thrones, nice. According to Kindle. And I'm balancing all of those pretty well at the moment. And I have Audible credits because I keep forgetting to use them.
Yes,
so
same.
My question to you is, what other books can you recommend to me based on what you know about my taste?
Ooh, what I recommend to you?
Because you know I like thrillers.
Right.
I'm not big on most fantasy, which is
right
crazy considering that my favorite book series is A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah, Song of Ice and Fire I think kind of transcends its genre a little bit.
Yeah, but also a lot of fantasy series they're just big investments.
Yeah. No, that's the kind of thing where I prefer standalone novels and short series.
Yeah.
Like, I want to suggest The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but that's not because I think you would like it. It's just because I really like it, so I just need to get that out of the way. That's not a real suggestion, just, you know.
Okay, okay.
But, oh, God. I mean, I think I suggested it to you once before, but it's another Stephen King book, but Mr. Mercedes.
You did recommend that.
Is something I highly recommend, because it's a straight-up detective novel, like... Because that's the thing about Stephen King is he's got pretty much something in every genre.
So, okay, I have a couple of audiobooks. I got to like six Audible credits and I was like, I need to use these, especially because like I spent like a month and a half unemployed. I was like, I should probably cancel my Audible subscription.
Yeah.
At least for now. But if I cancel it without using these credits, I'll lose them. Yes. So I just downloaded a bunch of shit. I downloaded the Lord of the Rings trilogy, thinking that like maybe The Hobbit's the exception, and I want to like give those a go or whatever. I don't know. I downloaded The Martian.
That's
by Andy Weir.
Great book. That one should be at the top of your list.
I downloaded Dune by Frank Herbert.
I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah, classic sci-fi. I kind of wanted to read it before the movie comes out.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Maybe it'll just ruin the movie for me. I don't know.
Who knows?
But I think I still have a couple of I think I still have a couple of credits. Mr. Mercedes, there it is. And buy with one credit. Boop. Confirm. Boop. All right. All right. I now own Mr. Mercedes on Audible.
There you go. There you go.
So I'll read that. And then maybe after that, I'll read The Martian.
Yeah.
I've already seen the film adaptation of The Martian with Matt Damon, which I can say I loved. I love that movie.
Oh, it's amazing. It's excellent.
But I also haven't seen that movie since it came out. I saw it in theaters, never saw it again. So right. I think there'd be a lot of surprises.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you're going to enjoy The Martian quite a bit. Based on what I know, the kind of sci-fi you like, I think you're going to like The Martian a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
And maybe one day, you'll read The Expanse.
I might eventually get around to reading The Expanse. I do have the audiobook of the first book. I just haven't started it. And maybe if I get it for my Kindle, too, that'll, like, inspire me to start. Because then I can, like, read it and listen to it so I can get mm-hmm. through it a lot faster.
Alternatively, you could just watch the show on Amazon.
I mean, I definitely could do that.
It's generally pretty faithful to the books. There were some deviations in season 5, which were largely done because of external factors. Like,
yeah.
I think I brought it up before, but one of the actors was recently plausibly accused by many women of being a creep at conventions. So
oh, yeah,
they ousted him and they
naturally
brought his character to a conclusion, let's say.
Yeah, yeah.
Which didn't happen differently in the books.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes you got to do the right thing, even if it changes your story. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
yes.
Even if you, like, watched the first 4 seasons and then picked up the books from there, like, that'd be good. I don't know. There's a lot of world building in the books, and it's, like, good world building because it's all science-based. It's like, right. Hey, the reason that we live like this is because, like, we, like, you know, faster than light travel is impossible, but also, like, there's this guy, Solomon Epstein, who invented this thing called the Epstein Drive, which makes you zoom through space really, really fast, but also, like, if you do that, you'll, like, have a stroke, so you gotta, like, pump yourself full of, like, this cocktail of drugs that'll keep you awake and conscious and not having a coronary event. It's great.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, just read the books.
So another suggestion for you then is 2312 by Kim Stanley Robinson.
Okay.
It's post colonization of the solar system. You know, there's mysteries and politics and intrigue involved, but its strongest suit is its world building.
Okay.
And they have asteroids that they hollowed out and turned into, like, terrariums for them to live in. And
this sounds a lot like The Expanse.
Yeah, no, that's why I think you should read this. I think you're going to like it a lot. Or really anything by Kim Stanley Robinson.
Okay.
The Mars series is exceptional. Like, that's also a really good one, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. That's some pretty good hard sci-fi.
Nothing makes me hard like sci-fi.
Yeah, same here.
Well, I think we have a podcast.
I think we have a podcast.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Thing of the Week with Luke and Nick. You can find us most Mondays at noon Central Time on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast. I did those in the wrong order. Radio Public, Spotify, and Copy RSS. Goodbye.
See you later.